On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Ishmael Khawaja.
Labour's proposals to nationalise part of BT and provide free broadband for homes and business by 2030 has already had an impact. Shares in the company fell earlier and TalkTalk have put the sale of one of its businesses on hold. The Labour Party says attacks on tech giants like Amazon and Google will help pay for it. But Conservative Housing Secretary Robert Jenrick says the government's already spending £5 billion on a scheme to get everyone connected by 2025.
You don't need to nationalise Open Reach, put hundreds of thousands of people out of work in the other businesses like City Fibre, Virgin or Sky in order to do this.
Meantime, you can see the full list of candidates running in Kent in next month's general election at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
One person has died and 19 received hospital treatment in Cambridgeshire after a minibus overturned in a collision with a car. It happened at crossroads near the village of Woodhurst yesterday evening. Police investigating a sexual assault in Maidstone have released a CCTV image of a man they want to speak to. A woman in her late teens told officers she was attacked by a man she'd met in a bar as they were walking through Brenchley Gardens in the early hours of Sunday. You can see the picture at Kent Online. We're due to hear more details later ahead of a new inquest into the death of a Kent man murdered by serial killer Stephen Port. It was originally ruled in 2015 that 21-year-old Daniel Whitworth from Gravesend had died from an overdose. That was quashed 2 years later when his death was linked to the deaths of three other men. Port is currently serving life in prison.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
KMFM has been told new businesses are planning on moving to Tunbridge Wells thanks to the success of a new food hall. Eli Court is said to have increased footfall around the Royal Victoria Place shopping centre by 10%. It's now hoped it will spark a revival in the rest of the high street. Councillor David Scott is from the Borough Council.
We've got to do something to actually really bolster it. And it's really super, isn't it, that we can have British Land there really pulling their weight and helping this town to actually achieve what it should be achieving as a destination town.
A Kent hotel, which was once at the centre of a kidnapping plot, has been sold for £2.75 million. A computer expert was held ransom at the Little Silver in St Michael's near Tenterden in 2000, with 200 police officers swarming the hotel to save him. The site, which is also a popular wedding venue, has been bought by a man who used to work behind the bar. Two kittens have been found dumped in Sheerness. Two teenage girls said they saw a man abandon the cats in New Road last night. They took them home before handing them into the care of the RSPCA. And KMFM's been told how Kent could soon be producing red wine. Some of the white and sparkling ones made in the county are already award-winning, but red has been harder to produce because of the sort of grapes needed. Now researchers at NIAB EMR in East Morling have managed to grow a variety that's more disease-resistant. Dr. Julien Lecour works there.
This variety, by again being disease-resistant, can stay for a very long time on the cane. And despite, you know, not the very great weather we have at the moment, despite the very damp conditions, it can ripen without being damaged by the mold.
At the moment, only 5% of wine produced in the UK is red.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and England have lost an early wicket in reply to New Zealand A in their final warm-up match before the Test series starts. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, the tourists finished the first day on 26-1 after the hosts declared on 302-6. Rory Burns scored just 14 before going out. Kent's Joe Denley is part of the team but hasn't batted yet. Meantime, Joe Denley's one of two Kent players who've been named in the draft for the 2020 Pakistan Super League. He and Haino Koon are both in the diamond category, although only 30 of the 58 players listed will be selected by the teams in December. And in football, Gillingham will be hoping to continue their decent run of form when they welcome Lincoln City to Priestfield in League One tomorrow. The Jewels earned a replay against Sunderland in the FA Cup before beating Tottenham's under-21s in the EFL Trophy midweek. Manager Steve Evans says Lincoln will be tough.
They're full of good players. Two of them, you know, like Sir Fricklington in the corner, played in my team that went back-to-back to the Championship. So know them well. But John Akindi, who might be on the bench, I'm not sure, but John played for me at Crawley. So I know a lot of them, and they'll be fierce and tough opponents.
Both teams are currently level on points.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.